I'm Mike Breen, host of Who Wants to Be a Mathematician and Public Awareness Officer for the American Mathematical Society, and I'm talking with Alex McDonough, who is a senior at Winchester High School in Winchester, Massachusetts, and he's one of the 10 contestants for the National Who Wants to Be a Mathematician that will take place in Boston on January 6th, Friday morning, at the Joint Mathematics Meetings. And Alex, what are you looking forward to, either in regards of competition or the meetings, or it's not a long trip for you, about going to Boston?
Well, I mean, just the entire competition sounds really exciting, and I've always liked competitions of all kinds, but especially math, because it's probably what I'm best at of anything you can compete in. So I really hope I do well, and I think it'll be really fun.
Well, I hope you do well, too. It's good luck. And we do hope that it's a lot of fun for you and your rooting section, whoever comes to see you. How far away, roughly, is Winchester from Boston?
It's about 9 miles. It's very close to Boston. There's actually a spot in the town where you can see Boston, kind of up on the hill.
So it won't be a long road trip for you at all?
Not at all.
Now, you mentioned that you like competitions, and one of the things you said on the application form was that if you did win the big money, the $5,000, you would then get your math team a limo for the New England Math Meet. Are you lining up seats in that already?
Well, I think that definitely if I come in first or second place, I'll get a limo, and I think I haven't really looked into it too definitely. I'm not sure if I'm going to come in first or second place, but last year we had a bus that arrived 2 hours late and had a flat tire. So I think that's probably less likely to happen if I get everybody a limo.
And then you'd likely to be the only team that showed up in a limo too.
I think that's probably most likely, yeah.
So what was that like? You know, you're trying to go to the competition and then with bad luck, you get a flat tire. Was that kind of frustrating?
Well, I mean, it was on the way back from the competition. So actually, we had just won the New England meet, which was nobody expected to win, really. I think everybody did the best that they could have possibly done just about on the competition. So we were all really excited. It was just disappointing that we couldn't get back earlier. We had just had to wait in the school celebrating our win instead of going home to celebrate our win.
Is there one team from each state in New England or teams from all over compete at once?
The way it works is that they split everyone into either the small, medium, and large division, and they have a state round to cut down the teams a little more, and then the New England one is for all the schools in New England for each, maybe 10 or 12 from each division, they have the final playoff. So we were in the medium division, and we won by 1 point.
Oh, that was pretty exciting, I'll bet.
Yeah, definitely. It was probably the most exciting moment in my math career.
In parts of your other career, you said you joined the Nordic ski team last year after never having skied. How are you picking that up? You must enjoy it.
Yeah, it's really a lot of fun. I used to play basketball, but I stopped growing after eighth grade pretty much. So I became less effective as a big man, which used to be my position. So a bunch of my friends were doing cross-country ski team, and it was a new group that just started up, and a lot of people didn't have much experience skiing, so I thought it would be a fun thing to try out, and turns out it was. I mean, we didn't win any meets or come in anything other than last in any meets, but it was still a lot of fun, some great friends there, and I'm doing it again this year.
Are there individual events for the team, or is it all the team competes at once like in cross country?
It's similar to cross country. Everybody from all the teams skis at the same time. And, I mean, they might split into a boys and girls race, and sometimes they'll have varsity and JV, but for the most part, there's a ton of people all trying to ski at the same time, so it's pretty hectic.
And how long are the races?
The races range from, I think, beginning of the year, there were 4 kilometers, and they got up to 8 kilometers.
In the old days, when I was in high school, I would ski on a golf course. Where do you practice?
There's actually a place fairly nearby in Weston that they make fake snow, and I think that actually it is a golf course in the summer, but it's a real ski place made for skiing in the winter, so we go there.
Is there anything you'd like to add, anything you'd like to say about the competition or high school or your life?
I mean, not too much. My life is pretty good and really excited to make in the competition, and no matter how well I do, I think it'll be fun, but hopefully I'll win it all.
That's the spirit, Alex. So thanks for talking with us. That's Alex McDonough, who's a senior at Winchester High School and is one of the 10 contestants in the 2012 National Who Wants to Be a Mathematician. It'll take place in Boston on January 6th, Friday morning from 9:30 to 11 as part of the Joint Mathematics Meetings. Alex, thanks a lot.
Thank you.